general thoughts after looking at the tape and looking back?
Well, I thought there were some areas that, you know, I thought we did well. I thought we started the game off strong offensively and defensively. And then I thought really the third quarter was really the turning point in the game, you know, with the poor snap and then the block punt really kind of turned the game around and gave them all the momentum. And so that was a big turning point in the game.
Dennis, how much had Travis actually practiced long snapping going into the game? Is any team prepared for that? Could you have been better prepared?
Well, yeah, obviously we could have. And that falls on me. I got to do a better job of making sure we're prepared for all those different situations. We practice Travis snapping the ball, but we could have probably done a better job of putting him in more live type of situations and giving him the opportunity to do it that kind of represented more what he would see in a regular game.
What did you say to Travis? What did you say anything?
No, I haven't spoken to Travis about it. I mean, hey, listen, he was asked to do a job. He went out there and did it to the best of his ability. And, you know, we got to help him. We got to give him a better opportunity to be ready for those situations.
What is the plan this week with Kondo? Do you have an update on him?
Kondo, he had a concussion, so he'll have to be cleared medically. So I don't know at what point that would happen. But we've obviously got some plans in place in case he's not ready to play.
Can you bring in another long snapper?
That's an option that we're looking at, yeah.
Was there a point where you thought about not punting anymore after a certain point?
We actually were in a four-down type of situation, and it was fourth and really long there at one point in time, and, you know, we decided to go ahead and punt it, and it didn't work out.
The first bad snap, you were better go for it and had 12 men in the huddle. What happened? Was it just a miscommunication?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a miscommunication there. We were trying to get a personnel grouping onto the field, and there was some miscommunication on the field as to who needed to be in there. So we got to do better at that. You know, those are inexcusable. That falls on us as coaching staff, and we'll be better at that as we move forward.
How do you look at this game as you guys beating yourselves as opposed to the Chargers getting the win?
Well, I don't want to take anything away from them. I mean, I thought they played outstanding in the game. I thought they had a good plan offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. But we've got to execute better. And really what we've got to concern ourselves is how do we improve in those areas from game number one to game number two.
Any update on Bartell or Ford?
Has a shoulder injury. I'm not sure the extent to the shoulder injury. He's having an MRI right now. And Jacoby Ford is going to have surgery on his foot this afternoon in Carolina. And after visiting with the foot specialist there in Carolina, everybody thought that given a little bit of time, he could come back from it. After giving it some time and reevaluating, everybody, the medical people, felt like that surgery was probably the best thing for him.
So he didn't necessarily have a setback. It was just...
No, it just didn't respond like, you know, everybody kind of was hoping that it would.
Generally speaking, though, he's going to have a surgery. He's probably going to be out for several weeks, I'd imagine, right? Maybe 2 months?
Yeah, that'll be a significant amount of time. I don't know exactly what that number would be.
Watching the film, what jumped out as far as the reasons why you couldn't run the ball last night?
Well, we ran the ball effectively early in the game. It was a little later in the game. Our last eight rushes, I think, was minus three, and then we kind of got away from the running game at the end of the game when we were in a catch-up mode. So I'm not discouraged where we're at running the ball. We still need to be more effective running the ball, but part of it was we had a couple negative plays that really played into account to the lack of rushing yardage.
With Darren, you mentioned that you're going to use him, but with just the amount of touches that he got last night, how do you balance trying to keep him fresh for all 16 games and getting the ball?
Yeah, we got to we're going to have to use the other backs a little bit more and keep Darren a little bit more fresh. He played a lot of snaps in the game. We felt like that gave us the best chance to win last night. And we'll continue to evaluate that situation as we go throughout the season. But we're going to have to get some other touches for some of the other backs so we can keep Darren healthy.
Ty only needed a couple of ball securities. Did that play into how much you used him? Or?
Yes.
That also played into why he was just downing the ball in the end zone, or was that just his own choice?
No, that was something that we discussed as a staff, what we felt like was the best thing. As far as returning those kicks, back when they kicked the ball from the 30-yard line, nobody ever brought it out of the end zone. And now they're 5 yards closer and kicking it 5 to 7 yards deep, and people are bringing it out. And you see a lot more negative plays, tackles inside the 20. And we wanted to make sure that we secured the ball on the 20-yard line.
You guys struggled to get the ball downfield in the past game. Is that something they took away from you, or were you guys – more looking for shorter stuff, or what?
No, it was a little combination of both. I thought Carson did a nice job of looking to try to get the ball downfield, not forcing the ball downfield, taking his check down when it was available. I think Carson ended up throwing for, I think we netted 252 or something like that. So we threw the ball effectively. We had 5 explosive gains in the passing game. The passing game was not the issue. The issue was the turnovers and the punt team, the mishandles or the poor snaps, as well as the block kick.
NFL came out, said you guys should have been allowed to play at the end of the game. I don't think anybody was aware of that thing. When did you learn about that?
Well, I knew the rule that if they touched the ball first, that it was illegal touching and that we should have been awarded another play. I wasn't sure exactly who touched the ball first when it happened in the game, and it was later that I realized that was them that touched the ball first.
Dennis, with Jacoby out for a while now, and you mentioned you're still looking at what that possibility of a replacement is, there's a guy out there that Carson Palmer worked with before and said that he'd be a great get in Chad Johnson. Any interest whatsoever in a specific guy like Chad Johnson?
I wouldn't specify him specifically as there's interest there. Like I've told you guys before, we're going to look at everybody that's available, and if we feel like there's somebody that can help us and give us a chance to be better and help this team win, then we're going to do that. So, if he fits that category, then I wouldn't rule anything out.
Will Denarius play this week?
I'm very hopeful that Denarius will play this week.
In the past, Mitchell had played a lot against Gates when the Raiders played San Diego. What went? I don't know if you used it all on defense. What went into that?
Just more of a game plan thing. I thought Tyvon, I thought matched up on him pretty well. Gates had a couple third down conversions in the game that were big conversions, but I felt like we did a decent job on Gates throughout most of the game.
Coach, what about the play of Miles Burris? The linebacker seemed to be flying around, and he made his first start as a rookie.
Miles plays the game the right way. He plays with passion. He plays with energy. He plays with speed. If he continues to work to get better, which I know that he will, I would expect him to improve as a football player. I was pleased with the way that he played in the game. And we got to continue to see the improvement from week 1 to week 2.
How do you determine offensive line inactive? So Bergstrom was inactive. Do you just have one guy to play?
Well, generally, you're going to have somebody that can play inside and somebody that can play outside.
One for each?
Basically, yeah. That's been pretty standard that you're going to take 7 offensive linemen most of the time into a game unless you have some other situation that would require you to do otherwise. So we felt like that having Wiz up in the game and having Willie Smith up in the game was our best options.
Pat Lee looked, and you okay with him if he has to go out and start this?
Yeah, game? Hey, listen, we're you know, we've got NFL football players on our roster, and we expect them to go out and play like NFL players. I thought he went out and did a pretty good job last night against a pretty good group of receivers and a pretty good passing game.
How encouraging was it to defend the run like that? It's been such a priority since the beginning of training camp.
Well, it was good. It was good. Our ability to stop the run a lot of times with six men or seven men in the box was a good thing. I thought our front, as well as our linebackers, did a nice job of understanding what the run fits were and understanding the schemes that they were getting. And we got to continue to play the run that way.
You guys gave Marcel Reese an extension?
Yes.
Would you want to see him get the ball more? Or what's his role in receiving?
Well, I mean, I think if you looked at the game the other night, you know, we saw him being used in a lot of different ways. I don't know that he got the ball maybe as much as what you might like, but a lot of that's dictated based off of what kind of coverage you get in the passing game. So I thought the way that we used Marcel yesterday was done the right way. And I think he's a weapon, and we're going to continue to try to find ways to use him.
How do you look at this week? Short week, you got to go back east. Do you almost look like that's kind of an edge because you get to get back out there quicker, or would you rather have that extra day?
Well, it's tough when you're short a day. We spent the early part of this morning trying to make the corrections from last night's game. And then we're into the game planning stages for Miami. We got a lot of work to do. We got a short time to get it done. So we're going to be busy getting ready for this game.
Do you look at the troubles this team's had in Miami in the past, or are not really worried about that kind of stuff?
As far as when you say in the past.
Well, past years, like they've not played well there, the travel, it seems like they've taken a toll on them, maybe going back east.
Okay. Every year is a new year, so I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to that. We've got to go and play a 10 a.m. Game on our body clock. We get up early in the morning and have our meetings and practice. And so I don't really look at that as a crutch or an excuse. We got to go play a game, and whenever they tell us to kick it off, we'll be ready to kick it off.
Do you look for Wisniewski to start this week, or is that still –
We're going to look at that this week. Obviously, there's still a competition there, and he'll get some first-team reps this week.
What are your emotions right now after your first game as a head coach?
Just get better. Me get better individually, us as a coaching staff, the players, this organization. I don't try to get too high or too low after a win or a loss. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. That was one of 16 games. We got 15 more of them that we're guaranteed, and we're going to try to get better every week.
That's sort of, in some ways, I don't know, some of the unpredictability of this league. I mean, I don't think you could ever imagine that in the first game you weren't going to be able to snap the ball.
Yeah, no, I didn't lay asleep at night dreaming about that. That's for sure. But But that's the National Football League. Injuries happen, and you've got to be prepared for just about anything. And we'll be more prepared for that next time it comes up.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you very much.
All right, guys.